This is DIU Live, and with us in the studio is Chris Roan.
Hello.
Hey, Chris. We got an announcement. DJ Fatty is not here tonight. He is called in sick at Lamer. So we're going to do this one without him.
See, I think he's just worried about the weather.
Yeah, he's kind of scared that way. You know, he's like agoraphobic and has all sorts of mental illnesses and things like that.
Wow.
So.
Yep.
Anyway, good to have you here, Chris.
Thank you. Good to be here, Brian.
Thank you. Oh, feel free to bump that up if you want or whatever.
Oh, well, okay.
Let's do a little bit of microphone adjustment here.
I'll just take it off of this.
Okay.
It's a little bit more comfortable when you just kind of... And I'm used to just having it in my hand anyway.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Actually, the reason
one of those.
I got the stands is these are pretty pricky, so you got to hold them just so, but it seemed like you got it down.
Yeah.
Well, you know, a lot of people like do the handling thing, and they're really sensitive to handling noise. So
I get a lot of practice at Luna handling the microphone because you kind of have to scream into it. Typically, at Luna, when you know I'm saying it's time for pucker shot specials or or whatever is going on there. But
oh, speaking of Luna, that's where you're resident right now, right?
Right. Yeah, I'm a resident at Luna on Saturdays. Do the best in alternative dance, which is a hybrid of older industrial with a collection of some, I don't want to say alternative rock because we avoid the emo whiny stuff, but just some new rock remix type of things. Stuff like The Faint, The Killers, Franz Ferdinand, a few things like that thrown in there as well. But
okay, cool.
For the most part, industrial, a little bit of future pop, a little bit of techno, a little bit of all, you know, modern rock. So it's a good hybrid of different styles, which I enjoy.
Now, is that, how do you determine, is it request driven or do you guys pretty much play what you want to play? Or
It's primarily request driven. That's the way I've always worked. That's the way I was trained at City Club, I guess you could say. So I kind of go off of requests and then do what I want from there, because requests give a DJ a base on what the crowd is looking for. So if I get a billion requests for, say, The Revolting Cox and, say, Ministry and Nine Inch Nails, then apparently the crowd is going to be looking for more older 90s industrial type of things, and I'll focus a little bit more on that for the night.
Okay, whereas, so you won't just like, okay, well, you won't just play, for an example, Nine Inch Nails, then you'll whatever play some more of that genre or that sort of class of music.
Or... Right, I try to clump, you know, different genres together, usually three songs or so together, but depending on how many blocks of what genre or what subgenre I spin depends on what people are requesting. So if everyone wants to hear Prodigy and Fisher Spooner all night, then I'll play more techno-based stuff than if people are requesting Nine Inch Nails and, you know, Skinny Puppy or something.
Oh, okay. And I know you've listened to the show a few times, and one of the things we often talk about here is, a lot of the DJs are into the DJ scene or how the clubs operate. And you know, City Club is like the big club. I mean,
right.
They're very famous and, you know, in this area for industrial, and they've been around like for 20 years and all that.
Right.
And so there's a lot of comparison between what people do versus the City Club thing, which seems to be like entirely request driven.
City Club, for the most part, is request-driven, but City Club is also a big monster of habit. People are used to hearing the same 20 songs every night at City Club, and if they don't hear those 20 songs, then they're going to revolt. So, well, I mean, and that's an extreme example of what City Club is, but it's in a sense true.
Yeah, I mean, you got to hear Panzermensch and whatever's popular nowadays, you know.
But what got me in trouble and what can get a DJ in trouble is when you get the, you know, screw this, I'm just going to do what I want. And it can work if you do it right, but it can also backfire on you, you know. So it's just kind of a balancing act. If you're a DJ that wants to do what you want to do, but you also have to keep everybody happy, you know, then it takes talent.
Yeah, I mean, to make that place work. You're an employee of the club, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's fun.
That's cool. But now, do you want to get into how you got into DJing, or?
I can give the quick story. I got someone's sending me messages on my phone.
Live instant messaging.
It's my wife.
Well, speaking of messages, feel free to join us in the chat room at irc.freenode.net. Room name is DIU Live. And if you don't have an IRC client, go to the Detroit Industrial homepage and click on the link. And say hi to us and whatnot, and we'll say hi back.
Cool. So the story of why I became a DJ is pretty simple, really. I went on a exchange program in the year 2000 for architecture, and I studied architecture in Warsaw, Poland, and while I was there, we had a lot of free time to go check out the clubs and do those types of things. So I went to a lot of dance clubs in Warsaw, saw a bunch of DJs, was really impressed, and then I came home.
Now, when was this?
This was in the spring of 2000.
Okay.
So,
what kind of clubs, like techno or?
Mostly techno, yeah. They have this one place in Warsaw called the Underground, which was going to be a subway stop, and then they decided not to make it a subway stop, so they kind of converted it into this underground club, and it's literally underneath an intersection, like a major intersection in the center of the city, which is pretty cool.
That would be cool.
We went to a couple of different warehouse clubs. The names escape me now, but it was a good time. Introduced me to a bunch of techno stuff, and then also, Berlin is only a 4-hour train ride from Warsaw, so I went to a bunch of clubs in Berlin, the most notable being Trezor. But, I mean, it kind of introduced me to the whole club DJ culture type of thing, and I was just like, this is really cool.
I know that's kind of opposed to the Detroit scene, right, at least the industrial part of it, where traditionally, right, there was not a lot of what you call the beat matching and all that, the fancier stuff in the DJing.
Yeah, I guess the short story is I came home, I was less than impressed. City Club was still my hangout. I'd been going for, you know, since 96. So, I mean, I was familiar with it, but suddenly it just wasn't as cool to me. And I was like, you know, I can change this. I can be something else. I can make this music what I want this music to be and what I think it can be. So I bought some CD players, got a quick stint at this bar called the Coach and Horses in Windsor, did that for a few weeks, put together a demo for City Club, got hired.
Now, how did you get your gig at the other club?
I went there with my buddy Shane, and the DJ there at the time, his name was Andrew, and he does, he used to do some promotion for some, you know, noise and experimental electronics shows in Windsor. So I met him, and he was getting ready to quit the coach, and so he was, you know, sent out a plea for demos, I guess you could say, and I made him a demo, and he liked it, so he's like, okay, you can do it. And then, you know, I did it for a few weeks, and then once I got the City Club gig, I was like, forget it, I'll just go over there.
All right, yeah. I imagine it was a big hassle even before 9/11 to cross the border quite a bit.
Well, you know, it wasn't too big of a hassle. It was just paying the Windsor cover charge and then only getting paid $30 Canadian. So,
oh, they paid you Canadian money?
Well, of course. It was in Canada, right?
Okay, good point.
So, I mean, you know, it was $20 Canadian, and then I wouldn't necessarily exchange it all the time, so I just kind of had this Canadian cash, and it was just, you know, I mean, it was only a few weeks, so.
Okay.
And, of course, I had no idea what I was doing for the most part. I mean, I literally tried to beat match everything when I did that gig.
Did you just basically self-teach yourself to DJ then, or did you have some tutors?
Yeah, self-taught. Okay. There really wasn't anybody in town that was beat matching industrial at the time, so I just kind of had to figure it out.
And yeah, you'd almost have to hook up with someone techno, right, if you actually wanted to get trained by someone, at least at that time.
Right, but I wasn't into the scene at all, really, at the time. So I didn't know anybody that could, you know, say, hey, let me show you. So I just kind of did it. But good times.
Oh, that's cool, though.
Yep. So you want me to spin for a little bit here?
Yeah, if you want to spin, that's cool. Anything? You mentioned you're just kind of going to wing it, which is cool.
Yeah, I didn't really plan anything. I was thinking about, you know, figuring out what I was going to do. But one band that I've been really into lately is one of the Daniel Meyer side projects called Architect. And it's, you know, kind of interesting because I'm also an architect in my profession. So I figured I would start with some of that and then just go from there and see where it takes me.
Okay, that's Daniel Meyer, Front 242, right?
No, he wasn't in Front 242. Okay. Daniel Meyer of How Job.
Am I thinking? Oh, that Dan. Okay, it's actually on my contact list. All
right. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I guess I'll just get started.
Yeah, go for it.
Unless
man.
You have more questions, we'll do another little chat.
Yeah, Chris is going to do a set, and then we'll come back, talk some more later, and then he'll do another set after that, and that'll be pretty much it.
Cool.
So, got anything you want to plug? Or your I know your webpage is djchrisrone.com, right?
That works, but primarily it's chrisrone.com. I have both of those domains, okay. So either one will go there.
And those links are also on the DIU homepage, so
cool.
You can catch it there.
All right, I'll get started here.
My Flintlocks.
Most effective, Your Majesty. We'll destroy this.
Everybody cut loose. Everybody cut. Everybody cut. Everybody cut loose. Now everybody cut and shake that butt. And on the way, we'll make them say, make them say.
that is the set number one. Turn down the monitor
very
so we don't
stuff there,
so we don't echo all over the place.
You want to give us a recap?
How would you like me to do it? Would you like me to start with the beginning and go to the end, or would you like me to start with the end and go to the beginning?
Usually I go beginning to end. Actually, what I do is I say the last song I play, then I go back to the beginning, but whatever works for you.
Okay.
Every DJ has
I'll do that
recap
then.
Style.
The song that I just played was called Honest Mistake. It's by The Bravery. Okay. Now I'm going to go to the beginning. The first song I played was by Architect. It's called Eichel Feelings. Then I played Zero Overdose with Serotonin. Powder Pussy, Man Is Your Enemy. Vanguard with Flash. Comma Christ with Tractor. Chaos with Boogie Boy. Chick, Chick, Chick. Me and Giuliani down by the schoolyard. The Faint with Paranoia Attack. And then, of course, The Bravery with Honest Mistake. Now, I started with kind of a more noisy, crunchier kind of set. And then I evolved it into what I call alternative dance, which is a generic term overall. This can all be called alternative dance. But in terms of music with a dance beat that still has that rock feel to it, you know, it's kind of that alternative rock dance kind of, that's more of the rock dance side of alternative dance. And those are some of the songs that I play at Luna on Saturday.
Oh, okay. So check that out. I haven't been up there in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, last time I was there, it was, less crunchy maybe, or... It's been a while, though.
Yeah, I don't play anything. I don't play any noise at Luna. I don't play any really hard stuff. Sad to say, but Funkervote has almost been eliminated from my vocabulary, you know, but it's
not Tragic Hero, no!
Yeah, I can't tell you the last time I played Tragic Hero. To be honest with you, I don't know. So,
I don't even know if I have any in my stream right now. I should know these things, but
yeah.
In the can stream, I'll have to
check.
Well,
you
out.
Had you had some Funkervote on there. I checked it out earlier. It was playing Funkervote,
okay.
But yeah, you know, a lot of the newer crunchy, really hard stuff doesn't get played at Luna, which is kind of a curse and a blessing at the same time. Because while I would really like to just play Power Noise all night, I know that just doesn't fly. So it kind of keeps me in check and helps me look for stuff that's more than just Metropolis Records.
Well, the scene is pretty synth poppy right now, right? As far as what the audiences are kind of expecting from their whatever dancing experience, you know, it seems.
You know, I'm not even in a position to comment on that really, because I'm playing to people who have, in a sense, graduated from City Club. They're tired of it. They don't want to go there. It's dirty. It's gross. Everyone's 18. They don't want to deal with that. So they go to Luna.
It is called Shitty Club for a reason, but...
Well, I mean, I'm not going to call it that, but...
Well, I like it. I still like it, but I'm kind of burned out on clubs myself, taking a break. But it is not a clean, nice place, which Luna is a clean, nice place.
Yeah. I mean, in a sense, I just think of Luna as the place where people who used to go to City Club go when they grow up. That's kind of... kind of what it is. It's 21 okay. up. It's a lot of the old guard that goes to Luna. So you hear a lot of old guard songs, and then you know, some more rock driven kind of things too.
Oh, okay. So, now speaking of Luna, they're having their third anniversary party, right?
Yep, the 3-year anniversary is this Saturday. So it'll be myself and DJ Paul, who does a radio show on WXOU in Auburn Hills. I'm going to plug his show. It's
plug away.
Called Star Sail. So he does a great job with that. It kind of has that Big Sonic Heaven kind of feel.
Which is like ambient for those of you who aren't local, right?
It's like ethereal and, you know, I don't want to say soft rock, but it's, you know,
yeah, I mean,
stuff like
not,
the Cocteau Twins
rock,
and Hooverphonic and, you know, some trip-hop, Brit-pop, dream-pop.
Okay, cool.
Music like that. So it's a great thing he's doing, and they're working on their internet stream now. I don't know if they've gone public with it yet or not, but they're in the development stages
yes.
of that.
That's always fun.
Yeah. So DJ Paul will be opening the night, and then I'll be closing. And, Yeah.
Now, so, do you like a couple hour block then, or do you switch off midstream, or how do you do
No,
that?
Paul opens and I close.
Okay.
So Paul goes for an hour and a half from 9 to 10:30, kind of warms people up, and then once everyone's in and has had a few drinks, then I go in and just do my thing. So
speaking of drinks, they're doing dollar drink specials, right, for the locals?
Yeah, they do dollar drink specials. I don't know if I'll get in trouble for doing this, but I'm going to give you the order, so you'll know when to show up for what drink special.
Okay. Ah. Uh oh.
And how much they cost? Okay.
This is why he's here, folks.
Now, there's no cover until 10, so you can get in free at 10, right? Then you have to wait an hour for the first drink special. 11 o'clock, we do kamikazes for $1, kamikaze shots for $1. 11:30, we have French whores for $2. Midnight is my favorite. We have Long Islands for $2.50.
Oh my!
Which is a great price for a Long Island.
That is a great price.
12:30, we have what's called a woo woo. I haven't tried one. I don't even know what it is, but it's very silly to say woo woos. They used to do pineapple upside downs, and I don't know why he switched it to woo-woos, but woo-woos are $2 at 12:30, and then at 1 o'clock, when everyone's completely obliterated, we do pucker shots for $1.
I don't think I'd make it to 1 after the woo-woos.
Right. Right. So you do the woo-woos, and then you get stuck with pucker shots at 1 o'clock in the morning, and those are $1. So
sweet.
That is the drink special order as of recently. So, yeah. Three-year anniversary. Make sure you get there early, because last year... got a little bit over capacity, and it was visited by the local law enforcement. So,
oh, really?
We'll be keeping an eye on the door count, and there will likely be a line probably start around 11. So show up before 11. You should probably be pretty good.
Now, last year, wasn't there free drinks, too, for the first couple of hours?
Oh, and this year there are also complimentary wine and cocktails from 9 to 10 p.m.
Okay.
So if you show up at 9, you drink free for an hour.
Okay,
which is fantastic.
Cool. That was a good deal,
right?
Because I know last year I think it wasn't just free open bar well drinks. Pretty much everyone got sloshed.
Yeah, wine and well are free for an hour. So,
okay, you heard it here: free drinks, people.
Right.
Well, those are
and
great
and I think
too.
Legally I have to say that the complimentary wine and cocktails are sponsored by Frequency Detroit. So.
Okay, now, I know I've heard of them, but I can't remember what they do.
You know, I don't know what they do either.
Okay, well,
all I know is they
Google
sponsor the complimentary drinks every now and then.
Yes.
So.
Sweet.
Right.
And I was just checking on your webpage, which is chrisrone.com, and next you're going to be at Necto on Monday, right?
Right. I'll be at the Necto on Monday, a 100% vinyl record set. This will be the first time that I attempt this in public. I've done it on IPM a few times with, average success. But this will be the first time I do it in a club with a dance floor, so we'll see how that goes.
Cause should be cool.
The record collection is a little bit limited, and I'm even borrowing some pieces from some friends in order to accommodate 2 hours worth of music. So
Necto has like a big history of like techno DJs, too, so you'll be in some famous company there.
Yeah, well, you know, I knew that they had the equipment. It should be set up. If it's not, you know, I guess I'll bring the CDs and leave them in the trunk just in case. But the idea is to be doing strictly vinyl at the Necto on Monday. So
should be a good set.
That should be fun. Definitely.
I'll be looking forward to it.
And that'll be a hybrid of be playing some older goth rock kind of tunes, just a couple. Some older EBM industrial kind of tunes, just a few. I've got some dance-based remix tracks and some rhythmic noise and current industrial and a few trance tunes. So it'll be a pretty good hybrid collection of quote-unquote industrial for the night.
Some people in both this show and when Copper Top was on made the comment, well, this or that track isn't industrial. And to me, you know, I don't even know what that term really means anymore. And I don't think it's important to really know what it means. It's more like what works or what you're interested in musically or what works with your set versus, you know, some fixed label. At least that's my opinion.
In reality, I don't think I'm using the word appropriately. And I've even considered taking it off the flyer because there may be people who show up thinking I'm going to play 2 hours of strictly industrial, and that's not going to be the case. So I've battled with myself on this, but everyone uses the word industrial so generically these days that it's kind of like using the word alternative. You know, there are a lot of people who think I just play like Blink 182 all night or something at Luna, which is entirely not the case.
Can mean like any number of things.
People,
right?
People see that A word and they freak out, and they, you know, they're like, "Oh my God, it's going to be Jimmy Eat World and what's that? Oh, Dashboard Confessional and crap." Which I mean, there is no whiny emo rock at Luna at all, and so many people have that misconception that
So you're saying if I request Third Eye Blind, you won't play it?
Correct.
All right. Well, I'm sorry, I can't be there now. No.
Correct. That is the case. I will not be playing
Third
Eye Blind.
Actually, I do have a soft spot for pop myself, even though I don't DJ it. Although at the venue, which is Ed's place, on Saturday, I did all 80s set, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I love the 80s. And probably 80. That would have been, if I could go back in time and be a DJ, I would be a DJ in the early 80s and then switch to industrial in the mid 80s. But
yeah, the 80s are something that I had to learn over time because I'm 26. So I didn't grow up. I mean, I grew up in the 80s, you know, but I was only
so you were born
3 years
you
old
were born
until
around 1980 or
13,
so then, or late
13 years old. I was born in 78.
Okay.
So I don't remember Carter as president.
Okay.
I remember Reagan
as president.
I was like
in my early 20s in the 80s, and that was like.
Yeah.
And supposedly they say you lock in on a certain musical time when you're of that age, you know, whatever, when. You know, you're basically growing up and learning about the world. And so that to me is sort of locked in as my home base, musically speaking.
Right. And when I was learning about the world, it was Pearl Jam, Nirvana, Soundgarden, Metallica, Faith No More. Like,
okay.
Those are the bands that I can relate to as these are the bands I grew up with, you know. Skinny Puppy had just released Last Rites, you know, I mean, which
okay.
I didn't see the Last Rites tour. I mean, I was in ninth grade.
Yeah, you know, I didn't catch them live until last year myself. And I think Last Rites should have been their Last Rites, but.
No, you know, I like them. I like the new material and I enjoyed the show.
Okay.
And I mean, you can't expect a band like Skinny Puppy to sound like they were. You know,
you have to
take into account Ogre, his project, and then you have to take into account all of the projects that Kevin Key's been doing over the last 10 years. And the new album is in reality kind of a hybrid of Ogre and what Kevin Key's been doing.
Well,
and that's kind
question.
Of what I expected.
Did you see the second tour or the first tour?
I saw the first tour.
Okay, I saw the first tour, and what got me about that was that the stage struck me as very lackluster, their presentation, but other people I've talked to liked it a lot. So
yeah.
That may have just been me, but my perception was that they were very blah up on stage.
I liked it a lot simply because I had never seen them before, and I was just geeked to see Skinny Puppy.
That was cool seeing them.
The second tour, I heard that they added a lot more theatrical elements to the show.
Yeah, I heard that was a really good show.
But I went to Laibach.
Okay.
I'd never seen Laibach. I was like, I'm going to Laibach,
which
was an awesome show in itself.
When
you know?
Was that, anyway? Oh, you like what month?
The
like
same
November?
Night as Skinny Puppy was playing.
Was it November or December, whatever?
Something like that.
Okay.
Wasn't that long ago.
I may have been working because I worked this wacko, twisted night shift, like midnight to noon.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going in after the show tonight.
Right. So Laibach was pretty awesome, too.
I like to see them. I like some of their stuff, at least. I don't really know a lot of it, but...
good stuff.
Let's see. Let's go back to our canned questions list for a minute. Oh, before I do, if you're listening, feel free to pop in the chat room, irc.freenode.net, DIU Live, or click on the link on the webpage. And let's give our shout-outs to Ankle-Biter. Well, I'm not going to give a shout-out to Chris because he's here in the studio with me, but but also
I've been neglecting the chat room. I typed one thing.
Also, Scary Guy and Rob Johnson are listening. They're both DJs at Mephisto's, and they're going to be next week's guests. So check them out at mephistosdetroit.com and on this show a week from today. Okay, that was my canned shout-out.
Sweet.
Do you have, like, a personal favorite band, or what do you listen to when you're not DJing, or is it primarily you, like, working on your DJ material, or...
when I'm not DJing, I am usually listening to internet radio. I do buy a lot of music still because, you know, I'm a DJ, but most of the stuff that I've been buying lately has been rock music.
Like what?
Well, let's see. What did I buy? I bought a group called Dogs Die in Hot Cars. They're pretty good. There's a whole list Great that name. I want to buy. I got the Faint. Let's see. I put together this whole, like, big wish list thing online. It's a bunch of rock stuff. And I listened to this internet station called WOXY.com, and it's sort of like, I don't want to say it's like 89X because it's not, but it's a modern rock station online, and they used to be a broadcast signal, but they sold their broadcast signal to just go online.
Oh, okay.
But basically, it's all the new rock without the whiny emo garbage.
Okay.
Which is right up my alley. So I've been listening to that. And then when I need my electronic music fix, I've been listening to this station called the Cybernetic Broadcasting System, which is at cbs.nu, and that's basically all like electro type stuff.
Okay, I think I've seen that.
And then they do disco on the weekends. They have this thing called Disco Terror, and it's pretty much all like Italian disco and stuff, which is a lot of fun. So that's what I listen to for the most part. No, I don't listen to the Postal Service, but I do listen to a lot of rock stuff. So the whole theme of, Brian just brought up the CBS. The whole thing is everyone who listens to it is a robot, and the guy who programs it, his name is DJ Robot X, and it's all blippity bloop electro stuff. It's a good time.
I like this page. It looks very Forbidden Planet, which is like, you know, 50s science fiction
style.
The
whole thing is sci-fi.
Which is so cool.
It's all about robots and sci-fi, which is a lot of fun. So I enjoy it.
Cool. I will check that out.
Yep.
Now let's see. Let's do a couple more questions and maybe go back to another set.
Okay.
Basically, I'm going off my standard list of band questions, picking what seems applicable here. Here's one about gear. Do you ever think about particular types of gear, or what do you use?
Well, the stuff I have at home, I have a crappy Gemini mixer, because everyone buys a Gemini mixer when they start, and I just never really bothered to replace it. I got a second Gemini mixer for free, so I use that one too. I have Pioneer CD players. Right now I have the CDJ 100s, which are bottom of the line, but I've had those for 4 years, and they've done me well.
Well, even bottom of the line, Pioneer is pretty darn expensive, aren't they?
The Pioneer CDJ 100s are, I want to say...
It's like a bottom line Lexus, right?
I want to say they're $300 a piece.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty expensive.
Yeah, Pioneer is essentially a Lexus of DJ gear. Good stuff. And then the turntables I have are the Stanton... what's the model number? Stanton 80.
Okay, now how you like the Stantons? I got my CD player here's a Stanton, and I got some good recommendations on that. You know, for like a basic player.
Yeah, this works really well for as a basic dual disc player. In terms of, you know, paying less for a decent player, you know, bottom of the line, of course, is Gemini, and then you've got Neumark.
American DJ is pretty bottom, too.
Well, American DJ is the bottom. That's lower than Gemini.
They're lower than bottom, yeah.
Right. I don't even put them in my vocabulary. But Stanton is kind of the in-between of, I'd say, Denon and Pioneer are just kind of a class of their own, and then Stanton is the top of the bottom of the line, I guess you could say.
Okay.
So...
I've got the middle of the bottom of the top of the bottom.
Right.
I got the middle stand. We're getting
right.
silly here, but
right.
But yeah, that's basically these are decent players, and you know I don't need anything real fancy for what I'm doing here. And actually, I think the gear I have here is probably better than most of the clubs in the Detroit area, which is kind of scary.
It is.
You know,
I got spoiled at Luna. We just bought a new Denon DN 4000 at Luna, so I've been using that.
Okay, now what did you used to have? Because I spun a guest spot
we used to have
last year, and it was kind of cheesy.
It was an American DJ, like, MX-400 or something
it was
like
at that. Point, yeah.
I don't know, something
like
that.
Those break down a lot, which, you know, at bottom for Audio Tech, and That's very light use, okay? You know, a monthly internet radio show, occasional party, and that thing broke down, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, American DJs are not good.
Yeah, they break frequently. I don't buy American DJ. I avoid it.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend anyone not buy them either. Let's see. Oh, before you do your next set, you have some mixed CDs available or mixed MP3s on your website?
There are mixes available for download on my webpage. So you can go to chrisrone.com and download those from there. I do have some mixed CDs at home. I think it's the October 2002 mix. I have a bunch of copies of at home still. So if anyone wants one of those, they can drop me an email, and I can make sure I have one sometime or whatever. But they've just been sitting around, so they're not entirely prepared, but they're available. I'm planning on putting together a new mix sometime in the next few months. I may decide to record what I do at the Necto, depending on how well it goes. So we'll see about that. And then the latest one up on there is August 2004, which I did it in August 2004. All my mixes are named by their date. I'm just not creative enough to come up with cool names for them. But that one I was in the middle of programming, and I did a few takes and just kind of lost track of it, so I just threw up the best take of of what I was doing.
Now,
so,
when you say a mix CD, you basically spin live and record it, right?
Right.
As far as your beat matching and mixing.
Right,
all
when
that
I
stuff.
Do a mix CD, I mean, I usually figure out what I'm going to put on it first, and then I usually do a few takes, depending on how well it goes, and then the best one I keep and use it. So that's the way the recording process works.
Yeah, well, I've been thinking about giving that a shot myself.
Go for it.
Trying to get everything else organized here lately. Focus on the lives, focus on the stream and the bands and the interviews and getting people lined up and the show at this point, but I will probably be doing more of that in the future.
Yeah, cool.
All right, and someone asked us to spell out the webpage. That's chrisrohn.com.
Yep.
And if you missed that, catch it on the DIU main page. And do you have a set ready for us? Or?
No, I don't have anything ready quite yet.
In that case, I will blather on mindlessly for a minute. Once again, DJ Fatty is off sick tonight. We wish him well, especially since I need him to co-host. let's see. So be sure to check out, if you're in the Detroit area, Luna this Saturday, their anniversary party. It's the 3rd. And Chris will be at Necto in Ann Arbor on Monday doing a live vinyl set.
Indeed.
And next Tuesday on DIU, we'll have DJs Scary Guy and Rob Johnson. And Scary Guy is seeing something in the chat room about being bitter. So, why are you bitter, Scary Guy? I know it's a one side of conversation here, but don't be bitter, man. Feel the love.
So let me explain what I'm going to start the set with. A direct female relative of mine. See, I can't name names here because this is a secret project. But a direct female relative of mine who I grew up with is doing this project with this guy who has this band, which is also signed to the same record label as this person who I am directly related to. And they decided to do this collaboration and make this song that I'm going to play. And that's about as detailed as I can get, because the record label that they both belong to doesn't even know that they're doing this yet.
Ah.
So it's like pretty exclusive stuff here or something.
Sweet. We like exclusive. And before you play that, can I tell you a quick story here?
Yes.
That I believe that was the same female relative that was on this show some time ago.
It very well may have been.
And I don't know if you caught that show or not.
No, I didn't.
Okay. That was my personally most drunkest moment on this station.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we polished off a staggering amount of booze between the three of us.
Fantastic.
We went through the Captain and Coke, I think, and the Scotch, and then went through a six-pack of Dos Equis, and I had this green chair, which is not here right now, and I flipped over backwards in it during one of the breaks.
Awesome. Well, that sounds like a rip-roaring time.
It was a highly inebriated show, but it was a great show, too, though, despite that.
Cool.
Or because of that, or complimentary with that. But I also told a story about you, if you don't mind me repeating it.
Okay. Go ahead.
This is one of the first times I met you, and this is at one of the DEC meetings. And somehow we got to talk about cheesy music, and I happened to mention I like New Kids on the Block way back when. And I guess the look you gave me was so funny. Like you, let's just say that you didn't approve of my musical choice. And I told this story to Emily, and she said that the reason was that she used to torture you with that music as when you were a kid.
Yeah, Emily had a very major obsession with Joey McIntyre, who was a new kid on the block.
Okay.
He was a new kid on the block. She was like, oh, Joey. He was the one that wore the hat with the top cut off.
Okay.
And his curly hair would pop out of the top.
All right. Yeah.
So she had a major obsession with him and was all about the New Kids on the Block.
Okay.
Yes.
So I didn't mean to bring up that traumatic incident. I apologize.
That's okay. It really wasn't that traumatic. But let's just say they're not the greatest boy band ever. Or maybe they are. Maybe they are the greatest boy band ever.
That's a scary thing to even contemplate.
Well, actually,
that, but,
you could classify the Beatles as a boy band, so I'll say the Beatles are the best boy band ever, and then the rest of them are somewhere else.
Sounds reasonable.
Right.
Okay, so we have a new track coming up.
So this is the secret phantom project of a direct relative of mine that I happened to grow up with. And it's a little bit trancy, which is good sometimes. Because I've kind of fallen out of the trance thing. You know, right before I left City Club, I used to play trance there all the time. I was all about the trance. Okay. And I would play like 1 hour blocks of trance.
Which I remember is that.
Kind
yeah.
of partly, you know. Anyway, but I've kind of weaned away from the long stringy synths, and I'm more into the complex drum patterns these days. So, anyway.
Now, is that, what do you call that style or that you're?
Well, I guess I'm slowly moving from trance to techno.
Okay.
Which some people think is the same thing, but it's not.
Definitely not.
Right. So this is a trancey phantom project featuring a direct relative of mine that I happen to grow up with and someone else on the same record label that direct relative is signed to.
go.
Do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe?
We'll be right back.
And that is the end.
We are back.
I will go through the same process that I went through earlier, in which I told you the last song I played, which was Speedy J's Panic. And now I will go to the beginning. I played the quote-unquote Phantom Project, featuring a close sibling of mine who I grew up with, and another label mate, which is a collaboration. And then I played a track by Aria called Willow. It was the DJ Tiesto remix, one of those old City Club faves of mine to torture people with. I played Dave Clark, The Way of Life, the Green Martian, Electronic Fantastic, HMB, The Metro, John Sterling, Shelter, the Darren James mix, played Underworld, Born Slippy, the Paul Oakenfold remix, and, of course, ended off with Speedy J, Panic.
Good set, and we had a great response here. We peaked at 24 listeners.
Awesome.
Which is quite good.
Is that a new feat for DIU Live, or no?
I'm trying to think if it's the top we've got on the Tuesday show. I think we got a little bit better ratings on the Friday and Saturday gigs.
Yeah, people tend to do more things on Friday and Saturday, more free time, you know.
Yeah, I think so. And the numbers kind of varied. Like the Copper Top show, the numbers weren't good, but we had some technical glitches that we kept losing the connection right before the show. Which
yeah, but you straightened that out pretty quick. I was listening to that show. You had it straightened out within the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, but we went in with some good numbers, though, but then before the show actually began, we had a bunch of glitches that pretty much shook loose most of the people.
Long-term listeners, yeah. The people who listen all the time, right? Yeah, that can screw things up. But, well, I'm glad all 24 peak listeners were listening. I hope I entertained everyone.
Well, thanks for coming out. And everyone out there, be sure to check out chrisrone.com and... if you're local, his set's at Luna this weekend and right. Every weekend. And
Luna 3-year anniversary party this Saturday. And then for all of you Ann Arbor people, I will be at the Necto on this coming up Monday, the 21st of February, doing an all-vinyl set, which will be a first for me in the club, as we discussed earlier.
That should be fun.
So that'll be entertaining, to say the least. Everyone will probably be like, man, you suck. I'll be like, hey, man, it's vinyl. I don't know. But chances are it'll go off pretty well. And I don't know. It'll probably be fine.
I'm sure it will go well.
Yeah. Yep. So how do you usually end your show? Do you have any more questions or anything? Or
we don't usually end with questions. You know, no? Basically, it's like, you know, just do the recap, talk about next week, which next week is DJ Scary Guy and Rob Johnson of MephistosDetroit.com.
Okay.
And at this point, Fatty and I normally start bitching at each other and insulting each other as we go through the stream shutdown process.
Okay.
Or there's the, are you ready? Or I told you I wasn't ready yet. Or blah, blah, blah.
And you turn off the stream before you finish or something? Or you,
yeah, we wind up cutting it short or something. But actually, I'm going to have to switch places with you because I have to do a couple little things.
Right, I'm sitting in the co-captain's chair here. Right. I'm in the way.
Anyone listening will probably hear a minute or so of nothing while we go through this process.
Sounds exciting.
But the can stream will be up real soon now. And thanks again, Chris, and we'll see you probably on Saturday.
Awesome.
Take care.
Take care.